and understanding is what it's all about as we take a pause here in our interview with Howard Martin of the heartmath.org and .com, as well as the book, co-authoring The Heart Math Solution. I can only say that it can do nothing but good for my blood pressure, and yours too. If you're not having blood pressure problems, it just makes you feel any, even better. And we'll talk more with him. Now we're going to shift over to, I think I came up with a way to say this more quickly, my AAA assignment editor.
Okay, that works.
Beth McDonald, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about, you know, about what's going on both on the planet. Obviously, everybody's focused. Normally, we don't talk about current events, but this is one of those current events that is of great significance in a very positive and constructive way, that we can't help but talk about the people of Egypt coming to Cairo and coming to, apparently the translation of that square is Liberty Square, which I found very interesting. And I'm assuming it's translated correctly. And they affected change in their own country. And certainly I came to the conclusion that if they did that, then they're not going to stand for anything less than what they really want in a future government. And I have a feeling that the sun, the moon, and the stars have something a little bit to say about their ability to do that in either short time or it may take a couple of years for it to manifest. But they've done a remarkable thing. And what would you say to that, Beth, as far as the impact of astronomy and astrology on these current events?
Well, I would say that it's right on target, and Howard, you really summed it up very well, and your analogies were amazingly integrated to this astrological piece. You know, there's a lot of energy in Aquarius right now. Aquarius rules not only change, it rules revolutions, surprises, things that are sudden, and it also rules lightning and lightning strikes. The kind of release of tension and energy that happens when you have massive forces moving together, sometimes at seeming to be counter purposes, but then when you look at what's produced, it's something beautiful and facilitative. Mm. And I think there's going to be more of that. There's going to be a lot of energy in Aquarius for weeks. The biggest thing for me, being an astrologer right now, is usually this time of year people are asking me about Valentine's Day and what is the forecast for Valentine's and how can I maximize that? And, you know, there can be some volatile energy. Mars is there. There's going to be a full moon on Thursday, the 18th. The sun moves into Pisces on the 18th. And so it's going to be real important to, you know, stay calm, stay focused, and use your faith. You know, most of us have a fair weather faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when things are going well, we know what we believe. But when things start hitting fans and things change, we forget how to use what we say we believe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. And so it's really about, like, staying grounded and staying aware of what you believe about change and even crises, you know. Yeah. Or what is a crisis really a bad thing? It's always an opportunity for change.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, as the tired old cliche is, the constant in the universe is change.
Yeah,
and
don't
fight
it.
And, yeah, exactly. And don't be impatient to get to the other side where the change has happened. I mean, we have to take the journey. And you're going to have an opportunity to see and experience things through that journey that you wouldn't have if you hadn't gone in that direction. So very good, very good. And people can get in touch with you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Yes.
And we look forward to talking with you next week, the 19th.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you both. Keep up the good work.
You bet.
Take care, Beth. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World.